Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 session, and we're going deep into a very specific dark side jungle move, taking a basic sub, flipping it into something nasty, and then arranging it like a real rolling drum and bass tune by committing to audio and chopping it like a sampler. The big theme today is resampling with intent. Not just record a long take and hope, but printing different perspectives, building a little flip library, and then arranging with 4, 8, and 16 bar logic so the bass breathes with the drums. All right, set your project up DJ ready. Put your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174. I'll sit at 170. Pick a dark, sub-friendly key like F, F sharp, or G, and do a quick session hygiene pass. Color code if that helps you, and set up groups now. Make a bass bus and a drum bus. You'll thank yourself later when you're printing and muting things quickly. Also, a quick warp note for later. Bass resamples usually don't want complex. When we start pitching and stretching, we'll choose beats, tones, or texture depending on what the clip needs. But keep complex everything out of your habits for bass. Now let's build the source. Create a MIDI track called SUB. Source. The cleanest fast option is operator. Drop operator on the track. Oscillator is a sine wave. Make the envelope snappy, but not clicky. Attack at 0, decay around 150 to 300 milliseconds depending on how stabby you want it, sustain low or all the way down if you want pure hits, and release around 80 to 120 milliseconds so notes don't hard cut. Keep pitch envelope off for now. In jungle and DNB, stability down low is power. We can add knock later without relying on pitch tricks. Now as saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive somewhere between 2 and 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. This is not for distortion as a sound yet. It's for making the sign speak and survive a mix. Add EQ 8, and don't high pass your sub out of existence. Leave the lows alone for now. Later, if it gets boxy, you can dip a little around 200 to 350 Hz, but don't fix problems before they exist. Add utility. Keep the low end mono. If you want to be extra safe, you can eventually do a split so everything below, say, 120 is mono, but for now, just get used to the idea that your sub is not a stereo instrument. Now write a bass line that actually rolls. Think one bar that loops well, with syncopation. A simple template is, hit on beat 1, a note on the end of 2, and then something on 4, add a tiny ghost note just before a kick sometimes. The key is intentional lengths. Long notes feel heavy and physical. Short notes create that forward motion. And occasionally, a legato overlap can add glide if you choose to enable it. But don't turn this into a lead synth line. This is the engine room. Cool. Now we're going to get advanced control by splitting the bass into two lanes. Stable sub and dirty character. Duplicate that MIDI track twice. Name one SUB. Clean mono. Name the other bass. Character resample target. On sub. Clean. We're basically making a sub-only lane that never lies to you. Put EQ 8 on it and low pass around 90 to 120 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. Optionally a tiny, wide boost around 50 or 60 if the fundamental needs a little help. But be careful. Then utility, width at 0%. This is your phase safe anchor. On the bass, character lane, this is where the dark side lives. But we're going to protect the sub by high passing later. Start the chain with auto filter. Put it on LP24, and set the cutoff somewhere like 200 to 600 Hz for now. We're going to automate it, so the starting value isn't sacred. Add a touch of drive, just enough to make it bite. Then add saturation. You can use saturator, or roar if you have it and you want heavier movement. With saturator, you might be in the 5 to 12 dB drive territory, but watch what it does to the low end. You're going to high pass this lane anyway, so don't worry if it thins out as long as it gets at you. Add echo. This is a huge dark side trick, but the secret is, keep it filtered and quiet. Use 1/8 or 1/16 time, feedback like 10 to 25%, high pass the echo around 200 to 400 Hz, low pass around 2 to 6k Hz, and mix maybe 5 to 15%. We're smearing edges, not turning it into dub techno. Now add EQ 8 and high pass around 120 to 180 Hz. This step matters. This is how you keep the sub lane in control while the character lane gets abused. Then put a glue compressor on the character lane just to keep it from jumping all over the place. Ratio 2:1, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. At this point, if you play your bass line with both lanes on, you should feel the low end staying solid while the mids start to sound like they're crawling. Now we design movements specifically for resampling. A common mistake is doing tiny, fiddly automation that disappears the second your drums come in. For DNB, automate big, readable moves that survive context. Over an 8 to 16 bar section, automate the auto filter cutoff on the character line. Start it more closed, like 300hd-ish, and slowly open it toward 1.5khc in the later bars. Then automate saturator drive so it pushes harder at phrase endings, like bars 7 and 8, or the last two bars before a drop. Bring echo mix up for just a moment on a fill hit, then back down. Think echo throw, not always on. If you want extra menace, add a subtle LFO wobble to the filter. Rate 1/8 or 1/16, but keep the amount small. We're not doing clown wobble. We are doing tension, like the sound is unstable but still controlled. And here's a phrasing trick that makes your arrangement feel like a tune immediately. Build a 4-bar question and answer. Bars 1 to 2 are tighter and more filtered. Bars 3 to 4 open up and get dirtier. Repeat that idea across the 8 or 16. Now we commit. This is where the lesson really starts. Create a new audio track called Bass, Resampled. For the quick method, set its input to resampling, arm it, and then solo your SUB, clean and your character lane, or better, route both into a bass bus and record the bus. Recording the bus is often cleaner because you capture the combined behavior. Record 8 or 16 bars. I recommend 8-bar prints with distinct moods. It's more editable because most of your switch decisions in jungle happen at 2 or 4 bar resolution anyway. Now, extra coach move, don't only do one print perspective. Do 2 or 3 gain stage prints, one print that's basically pre-fader or post-FX, cleaner and safer, one that's post-mixer, so it captures your fader rides and performance moves, and one post-bus print, capturing glue compression and any clipping character on the bus. In Ableton, instead of only resampling, you can set audio from to the character track or the bus, and choose post-FX or post-mixer. You end up with multiple takes that behave differently when you chop them. This is gold later. When you've recorded a few passes, consolidate a clean region. Select 8 or 16 bars and consolidate, so it becomes one clean clip you can slice. Now chop it like jungle. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Choose Transient Slicing if the audio has clear hits. If it's very steady, you can slice by 1/8 notes. Ableton will build a drum rack of slices. Now you're basically holding your own bass sampler instrument. Before you do anything fancy, do one practical step that saves hours. Click Prevention. Add tiny fades on the slices, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. If you ignore this, you'll be chasing clicks for the rest of your life. Now program a new MIDI clip triggering slices. Start by recreating the original pattern, then make it better. Alternate slice groups for call and response. Use a one-shot stab slice like an old-school hardware sampler hit. And if your slice levels are inconsistent, don't reach for compression first. Use clip gain per slice. Open the simpler for a slice cell. Adjust gain. You can even select multiple cells and level them quickly. Consistent slice loudness makes arrangement choices faster because you're not being fooled by volume. Now we create dark side flips. Flip A. Reverse menace. Don't reverse everything. Reverse specific hits, especially as pickups into a kick or snare. Better yet, do the advanced version. Reverse only the tail. Duplicate the slice. Cut out the first 30 to 80 milliseconds so the transient stays forward. Reverse the rest, fade it in, and layer it under the forward hit. You get that inhale without losing punch. Flip B. Pitch drop stabs. Grab one slice. Transpose it down by 3 to 7 semitones. Try warp off for the raw feel or tones if you need it to behave. Then shape it with an auto filter envelope so it feels like a stab, not just lower. Flip C. The Reese Shadow Layer. This is a mid-only layer that widens the darkness without messing with the sub. Duplicate your sliced track. High-pass it at 200hz. Add chorus ensemble lightly, or, if you want a more phase-stable approach, use utility width around 140 to 170% and a very short echo time like 1/64 or 1/128 with low feedback, ping-pong off, and high-passed. Keep it quiet. It should be felt when it's gone. Not obvious when it's there. Flip D. Texture prints for transitions. This is a huge arrangement weapon. Take your bass. Crank echo mix higher, add a short dark reverb. Do a filter sweep, and resample just one or two bars. Those tails become your risers, downlifters, and switch signals. The track feels cohesive, because your effects come from your bass identity, not random sample pack noise. Optional sound design extra if you want more controlled dirt. Multiband your character lane. Make an audio effect rack with three bands. Mute or high pass the low band so you're not distorting sub. Drive the mid-band, like 150Hz to 1.2kHz, because that's where regression translates on small speakers. Add a touch of high fizz only if needed. This makes your bass readable on earbuds without wrecking headroom. Now, arrangement. Let's turn your sick loop into a tune. We're aiming for a 32 to 64 bar structure that TJs actually want to play. Bar 0 to 16. Intro. Start with hats or shakers, then add breaks. Keep the bass as it is, high passed, filtered, or just very low level. A simple high pass automation on the bass bus keeps the intro clean and mixable. Bars 17 to 33. Drop 1. Full drums, full sub. Use 2 to 4 bar bass phrases. Every 8 bars, do a clear contrast move, a reverse inhale, a pitch stab, or a slice pattern change. Make it obvious enough that someone half dancing still feels something changed. Bars 33 to 41. Micro breakdown or switch. Pull the sub out for a beat or two. That tiny moment of absence makes the room inhale. Drop in one of your resampled tails or an echo throw. Then bring the bass back with a different slice set. Instant switch. No need to rewrite the whole drum pattern.